Live from our KGGF studios here on this Thursday morning, I'm Sam Speck as we're joined in studio by City Administrator over at Caney. It is Fred Gress joining us in studio as well as Shelley Gilliland. As Shelley, it's first time that we've had you in studio. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning as I believe that you are ahead of the committee to bring the pool down with Caney, which is what we are here to discuss today. As I guess we'll just go ahead and start again. Fred, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, my man. How you doing?
Doing fine, Sam. Thank you for having us.
And, of course.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to turn it over to Shelley because she is the chairperson of the steering committee for the pool in Caney, and she's going to explain the opportunity that we have, and then we'll talk about the need, and eventually we'll get to how we're going to pay for this thing. Because nothing is given away, and that's going to be very true in this case. So,
certainly,
Shelley, it's yours.
All right, thanks. Basically, you know, we have come across this once in a lifetime opportunity to obtain some grant money to help us with the replacement of our existing facility, which you know, it's we definitely you know need some work there or total replacement. But it is a, like I said, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're talking about a 40-60 split, you know, so that puts us to where we've got somebody else that's going to pay for 60% of this. You know, that would be quite a chunk of money for Caney to have to come up with on our own without this opportunity. You know, we're looking at kind of a pool concept similar to what we have, you know, but we would like to have zero entry. It would be handicap accessible. You know, it would be something that Caney definitely needs. Our pool, you know, I mean, let's face it, I don't really know how much longer our facility is going to last us. It's been there right around the 60-year mark now, so you know, it's definitely in need of replacement.
Well, yeah, and at that age, you know, it's at some point there's going to be cracks in the concrete, or you know, times have changed with the ADA compliances as well. Like you had mentioned, you know, getting wheelchairs in and out easily, making it more safer with, I believe, probably you know that one gate entrance or whichever. So
exactly,
Much safer for it. And you're right as well. In a town of Caney that seems, you know, right now with the right stride forward with the Betterment Group and really trying to get that downtown livened up, and a pool does nothing more but kind of add to the community for the community members to even stick around even more. So again, a great opportunity. Now, Fred, you had mentioned that these guys that split, kind of, do they go around the country and find in particular towns? Because I know this was a pretty special opportunity to for them to pick Caney.
You know, no, Sam. For years and years and years, the folks that administer the Community Development Block Grant Program, which has been around longer than you are old. They've always heard, you know, from small towns particularly, we need help replacing our pool. Pools are extremely important to communities. It provides youth an opportunity to stay in town and have a entertainment opportunity. And in the case of Caney and other towns, I'm sure, but I'm going to ask Shelley to tell you about the swim lessons that the city of Caney has provided for I don't know how many years. I know one of the ladies that's on the steering committee taught lessons for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And this is the Red Cross swim lessons. And
yeah.
Go ahead. Give them some statistics about how many kids a year on average learn how to swim and where those kids are from. And obviously the importance of learning how to swim. So.
Okay. Robin Rolls has instructed the swim courses for, like Fred was saying, 30 plus years. She's recently retired from that, and Gail Ellison has taken over. But every summer, I mean, we're seeing kind of, we tried to get a on average number rounded up, but we were guessing right around 275 kids per summer that we're teaching to swim, you know, and we've got not just Caney kids coming over. We've got some of our surrounding communities. I believe I heard Robin say yesterday that there are five small communities around us that are coming and taking advantage of our swimming lessons, along with some from just across the state line, Copan. I know we've got a couple from Dewey that come up, but you know, I mean, it's a big service to the area. We've also got some water exercise or water walking classes that we do during the summer too. So you know, not only are we teaching the kids to swim, but it's also a fitness opportunity for you know, people that maybe otherwise wouldn't really have a chance to do something like that. You know, maybe it's better for their joints and things like that in the water. But yeah, I mean, as far as I think if, you know, if we weren't to take advantage of this grant opportunity, it would be a mistake because I'm not real sure where all these kids are going to funnel out to go, you know, for their swimming lessons, but they'd have to, you know, they'd have to find somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, a basic listener out there will just kind of look at it from the X's and O's as how much is the pool going to cost? How much entertainment are my kids going to get out of it? And,
right.
You know, how much, like you had mentioned, how much money could we bring in from other people coming from other towns? But there's more to that because I have friends myself. I mean, I'm 23 and I have friends that still don't know how to swim.
Right.
And, you know, it's okay. But at the same time, there's a lot of scenarios when you're an adult. I mean, water's very dangerous, you know? I mean, do you just not want to go to a lake? Do you not want to go to the ocean? I mean, it can be very, very, very dangerous, and you got to know the basics. And there's no way better to absorb that as a human than as a kid to learn and learn the basics and get it down. And I'm just amazed, you know, it's like I don't want to make them feel bad for not knowing how to swim, but it could be very, very dangerous potentially on down the line because you don't know where you're going to end up, what happens, things happen,
right.
Rivers flow, lakes happen. I mean, it's all over the place. So you're right, the safety that it builds as well, and then the comfortability around water as well is a big thing. So,
yeah.
I'll make them feel bad. So that's, I grew up at a swimming pool. I passed life-saving so many times before I was old enough to have the certificate. But yeah. It's because of the availability of water, it's just crazy not to know how to protect yourself.
Yep.
Right.
It only takes one life to be lost to ruin an entire program. So.
Yeah, and you know, like I had mentioned, like rivers and lakes, and it's not just that either. You know, whether you're going there, when I was living in Denver, there's of course the big Water World. There's Elitch Gardens, and there's, you know, if you're not careful, you get whipped under a wave, or you'll get stuck in a tube, or something like that. And like you said, you got to know how to get out of it. You got to know how to function and be safe around it.
Well, that's only one purpose of the pool. You know, when people size up a community to move, they look at the amenities. They do. And Caney's pool is really old. They had a consultant in yesterday that's going to help us through the design concepts. And then if we get the grant through the actual design, then bidding and building. And this winter has not been kind to the Caney pool. It's if they want to come down and look, come on down because we'll be happy to show you. It's going to take a lot of prayers to get another summer out of this pool because the concrete is old and concrete starts popping there's a lot of hollow spots that we're going to have to make a decision. You know, do we actually take a hammer and knock those hollow spots out? The concern is, where does it stop? You know, can we find a point to repair? So there's lots of issues. But right now the process is ask the voters, because we have to have a source of money to pay our share, our 40%. And we're asking the voters on March the 12th to say yes to a sales tax modification. Currently, Caney has a 2.75% sales tax. We still have a 0.25 authority. So what we're asking the voters to do is to modify the current sales tax to take it to 3% instead of the 2.75. So on a $100 expenditure, that's a quarter. You know, is a new pool worth a quarter? And we hope they see that as a yes, it is. And on March 12th, they're going to have that opportunity to say yes or no. We have to have the application in for the money by May 15th. We have to have a professional engineering report as part of that application. So that's why the process has already started. There's just requirements that we have to do. And this is not going to be any shape or form an aquatic center. They are not allowing that. This is going to be, someone described it as a not fancy, just a simple pool. It will have diving boards. It will have a deep end, obviously, for the diving boards. It will have to be ADA compliant, which will be a huge difference as compared to what we have now. And the zero entry end will be more conducive for a lot more people to come and enjoy the pool. I know several seniors in Caney that are walking the sidewalks and out in the street because the sidewalks are so bad. But, you know, I've already been encouraging, if we get this zero entry in, you're going to want to go to the pool and walk, because the pounding goes away in water. It's just excellent exercise. And you've got 15 to 20 ladies that come and do water walk on a daily basis, and I would expect that number is just going to explode.
Well, and something I want to add, Fred, you were talking about how much it would help with, you know, more ADA compliance, because we are currently ADA compliant, but, you know, that's simply because we have our lift chair. But, you know, it would just so much more ease of use if we can widen some doorways out and things like that on the entrance. But with that zero entry, not just helping with ADA compliance, but, you know, moms with young children, that'll be so much easier to keep an eye, because they can't fall off in the pool. They've got shallow water to play in. And I think that'll help bring our attendance up as well and keep people wanting to come to our pool, because I know people that are seeking out zero entry pools just because it is less stress when you've got toddlers.
Oh, I don't disagree, Shelley. I when I say ADA compliance, I'm talking about the whole complex. And,
sure.
And we do have some potential issues. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get somebody to pay for 60% of an asset, a quality of life issue asset that we have in Caney. Is just a huge, huge opportunity. And you have to stop and think about, how's it going to impact me fiscally? And an $100 purchase, we're asking for an extra quarter. And that will go towards the pool. So that's the decision. And they're going to get an opportunity on March 12th to vote for it. So, and it's there will only be one question on the ballot, and it'll be a yes, no. Do you support the sales tax modifications or don't you? And if you do, and if the yeses are more than the noes, then we're going to be able to move forward and hopefully get the grant. It's a competitive grant, but we have just as good a shot at getting it as any other community. Our need is just as great. And Caney has supported the use of sales tax. You've got a 1 cent general tax now. You've got a 1 cent tax that helps pay off the water plant debt. Whether you like that or not, it's helping pay it off. And currently you have a 0.75 cent annual overlay tax. And we're asking for modification on that so that we can end up with a sales tax equivalent to 50 cents or a 0.5% that'll go totally dedicated to the pool. So it, you know, the enhancements a pool will add to Caney will take Caney a huge step into the future.
Yeah, and what I wanted to ask you as well is, because obviously this, you know, like you had said, you still have to get the grant. We have just as good of a chance this year. But with that, you know, next year and maybe 2 years, I don't even, would you even be considered for something like this? Or would you kind of be off the table from that
this
point?
This is a one-time opportunity.
And you had mentioned, you know, we've got maybe months, maybe a summer left in that pool. So it's quite a bit to think about. And like you had mentioned, good comparison there. It's a $100 trip to the store, and it's an extra quarter going towards the city. So
yeah, that's kind of the way that, you know, when people have asked me about it, or, you know, if anybody said anything about the sales tax, you know, I just told them, you know, it boils down to on what you spend, you know, a week or in a month on average in town. Are you willing to donate an extra quarter a week? Are you willing to spend an extra dollar a month? I mean, that's, you know, that's a drop in the bucket.
All those other people that come through on US 75 highway and stop at a convenience store.
Yeah.
Or the gas pump, or particularly the convenience stores, you know, we're picking up all of that excess revenue as well. And, you know, I was in one of the convenience stores the other day, and there was a group of guys in there that were hunting. And, you know, the parking lot was filled up with $70,000, $80,000 pickups. But inside, they're in there buying the coffee, buying the donuts, buying this, buying that. And I couldn't imagine how much sales tax we missed for the pool because it was substantial. And all of that will be captured. So it's not just the local citizens paying for this. It's anyone that buys anything retail in Caney will be helping pay for this pool. And that's a big thing, big thing.
Yeah, let some of the highway traffic help take care of some of this.
Yep.
Certainly. One of the chairmen's with the pool committee, Shelley Gilliland, as well as City Administrator Fred Gress, joining us here this morning. Fred, again, just go ahead and give our listeners out there when the date is that they have to put on the ballot and where they need to go to if they have questions.
The ballot will be presented to them on March the 12th. It'll be at the regular election site, which will be the church. We were going to try and move it to City Hall because the county election officer would like to consider another location, but there's just too many things to get through. They have to submit a building plan to the Secretary of State, and he has to approve all the features of the building, and it has to be ADA compliant. And so we're going back to the church, and the county is being very helpful because they're going to print the ballots for us, so we don't have to pay to have them printed. And they will count the ballots at the end of the 12-hour voting time frame, so the results will be known real quickly. Of course, the county commissioners have to canvass it the following Monday, but they follow the normal procedures. But it's going to be a very simple thing. One question, you either check yes or you check no, and we're asking folks to check yes. And this same pool committee is going to start a campaign in the community to try and convince the voters to say yes. So,
great stuff. And quick phone number or any place that they can go if they've got questions or comments or concerns for you there, Fred?
Well, they can call City Hall, obviously. And the ladies that are on the – Shelley, you might quickly go down the list of ladies that are on the committee. Most all of them are going to be well-known citizens in Caney.
Right.
There's myself, Robin Rolls, which she was our swim instructor for years, Gail Ellison, who took over the swim instructor position when Robin retired. We have Donna Davidson, Debbie Daniels, Paula Benson, Renetta Falser. Who else, Fred?
Well, those are the real active ones.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to join in, we have room at the table. We want people to know everything that's going on. We did come up with kind of a concept. Well, they did. Kind of a concept yesterday, and we should have a tighter rendering, not rendering, but presentation of that for next week. But it's a process. It's going to take time. I hope if we are able to move forward with this, I hope we have to put fences out to keep people from coming and watching the project.
Yeah.
Because it'll be an exciting project to watch be built. So it will be an exciting time during the construction, but after it's done, the opening will just be tremendous because of the positives that it's going to present for the community.
Yep. Well, again, Caney residents out there, you still got some time to think, and more importantly, get out and have that vote be heard. And again, it's simple enough. It's one question on the ballot, and that'll be coming up in less than a month. So again, Shelley Gilliland and Fred Grass joining us here on this Thursday morning. You two, thanks so much. And
Thank you.
Informative. I know our listeners enjoyed it, whether what side that they're on. Very informative from you guys as well. So Fred, Shelley, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Sam.
The Mighty 690 KGGF.